Another thread in Clint Barton's inbox. By Water's Word. Read by Patica
and Mystical Moonstar.
From C.Barton at shield.gov to P.Colson at shield.gov. Look what Tony sent me. Link to forwarded content. From P.Colson at shield.gov to C.Barton at shield.gov. Barton, for the 1,000th time, stop opening attachments from Stark. I'm totally telling Tony you think he'd stoop to email viruses. Unless you want to buy my silence. We have a joint checking account. I'm not sure you're clear on how bribery works. Who said anything about cash? Ah. Oh my God. What? Oh my God. What? Tony thinks I'm single. Didn't the Times call him the defining genius of his generation last week? I guess his generation is really oblivious. That could be a danger in the field. If you get your paperwork backlog cleared by the end of the day, I might be able to authorize an Avenger-specific situational awareness training module. Philip James Delaware Colson, are you saying that I can startle the shit out of Tony whenever I want in the name of training? I need your two most recent after actions, all the equipment requisition forms you've neglected, the expense reports from 07/15 to 10/15, your assessments of probationary junior agent Michelle Leibovitz, Nora Duane, and Roberto Langley, vacation requests, an updated HIPAA release, completed request for R&D, I have several incompletes you're welcome to pick up and finish, and an apology note to Joanne Baldwin before I can answer that. Damn, sir. By the end of the day, Barton. Damn, sir. Oh, look what I found. Operation Griffin analysis with request for more detail on your reasons for switching vantage points. A disciplinary action from Agent Rodriguez. Three expense reports returned from financial, and a noise complaint from the staff members quartered next to you in the training barracks. Oh, come on! The screaming was not my fault. I told Tasha to knock if you were on campus. On her own head, be it. The complaint seems to be more focused on the Miranda Lambert album played at 83 decibels between 2100 hours and 0300 hours. Well, that was to cover the other screaming. Tremon Barton, there was no screaming. There was definitely screaming. Don't think I won't take the surveillance tapes home just to prove you wrong. I'll bring the popcorn and the flavored lube. Barton, are you behind this fruit basket delivery? That's all on Tony. So I see. Attachment. Picture of a card reading, tentacles to you both, XXXXX Tony. Well, that's special. Hentai jokes? Really? I'm ashamed. I've changed my mind. Never mind the paperwork. And I'll backdate the authorization for the SA training. I don't say this often enough. I fucking love you and your evil streak. Any special requests? Try to get him facing the south cameras in Lab 3. We just upgraded. And pick up more orange juice on your way home. Someone finished the carton this morning. I love you too. The end. Reader's notes. Thank you to the author for having blanket permission to record her fic. This is Mystical Moonstar's first podfic. I hope you enjoyed it from her. I told her I would drag her kicking and screaming if need be into podfic fandom. It was actually pretty easy though.
Yeah.
If you'd like to read this fic online, it can be found at archiveofourown.org/works/671386. If you'd like to download this podfic, it can be found at PetekaProductions.com. Thanks for listening.